You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Missouri Congressman Sam Graves, a Republican representing the Show Me State's 6th Congressional District, and he's also the ranking member on the House Small Business Committee. We want to talk to him about a number of issues today, including President Obama's tax strategy and some of the work coming out of the Small Business Committee. And Congressman, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's start with the President's announcement earlier this week that he's going after tax havens, closing tax loopholes, and basically going after businesses that he says are trying to dodge their responsibility to pay their full tax. Others are pointing out that the U.S. is unique in that it taxes companies for profits made overseas, and it's got one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. What do you make of the president's strategy?
Well, we do have one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world, and that's one of the things that continues to drive business out of this country. And it's frustrating because President Obama sees Washington as having a revenue problem. Well, it's not a revenue problem that Washington has. It's a spending problem. And, until that gets under control, this appetite for more revenue to the government and this appetite for more taxes is never going to change, and that's what you're seeing with President Obama.
As onerous as the taxes might be for businesses, are a lot of them actually breaking the law right now?
It's a good question. I don't know. There's a lot of businesses out there that are trying to find opportunities to keep their tax burden down. And when the United States, when we have a posture that basically says, we're going to be as business unfriendly as we can, that just means that business is going to look someplace else to set up operation. And when you have one of the highest corporate tax structures in the world, that says right there that it makes us very non-competitive when it comes to trying to keep businesses here in our country.
Congressman, another thing we're hearing, I believe, just today is that the president is vastly cranking up the amount of money to be spent on tax code enforcement. In other words, making sure that all the revenue that's supposed to come into Washington does. What do you make of that approach, and what do you think that'll mean for the typical taxpayer?
Well, it's hard to tell. And President Obama's focus is on getting taxes to Washington so those can be spent. And if you just look at the amount of money that has been spent just in the last 100 days, you can see that. Now, nobody advocates, cheating on your taxes or trying to get around your taxes. But I know it's got a lot of people scared out there when they hear about taxes going up. And then you're going to see the IRS, coming after you to make sure that you're paying every bit of tax that you're supposed to be paying.
We obviously heard a lot about the corporate tax rate during the campaign. John McCain wanted to lower it substantially, I believe, to about 25%, which still would be relatively high, but not among the highest in the industrialized world as it is now. Others have pointed out, as I mentioned before in the last few days, that the U.S. is perhaps the only nation on earth that taxes profits made in other countries for companies that are based here in the U.S. What was the position of the GOP Congress on this? What sort of policies were tried or perhaps even pursued?
Well, one of the things that, I would like to see is to make the United States just as competitive as we possibly can. The thing that hurts us overall, or one of the things that hurts us, is when it comes to taxation. Another is regulation. Overburdensome regulation that drives businesses out, litigation that drives businesses out, and then taxation. When you have, the second highest tax rate for businesses in the world, it makes it very hard to keep those businesses here in the United States. They're just going to go someplace else and operate where they can, have a much less of a tax burden than they do with a lot of litigation and a lot of the regulation. So I think we ought to do everything we can to make the United States competitive, keep those jobs here, create more jobs here in the United States, and that is by keeping those tax burdens low. That's how you stimulate an economy, is you keep tax burdens low and not increase taxes. And President Obama is just looking for a way to go after business. He sees that as the big pot of money, the big pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and I think it's just going to drive business out. We need to go the other way.
What is being pursued by the Small Business Committee? I mentioned at the outset that you're the top Republican on the panel. What's the majority focusing on these days?
Well, the majority, obviously, and we had a hearing just the other day on cap and trade, which, again, is another tax. It's a carbon tax. If you're out there, whether it's driving a truck or pulling farm machinery or your business and you're transporting goods or services across the country, you're going to be taxed on the amount of carbon that you're paying. Power plants out there, obviously going to be taxed on the amount of carbon that they put out, which means they're going to increase our electric bills and our power bills. That was one of the focus of the hearing we had the other day, just how that's going to affect small business, and it's, you know, it's being looked at, you know, as a possible increase of about $3,000 per household. And what this is going to cost, and you know, that's going to hit a lot of small businesses out there, and a lot of those businesses are going to be able to pass it on. Some aren't, but then ultimately it's going to hit consumers, and that was the focus of the hearing that we just recently had.
Another issue that's coming down the pike and is always important to employers is health care reform. Right now we largely have an employer-based system. How would small businesses be affected if the Obama plan were to be enacted?
Well, you know, and we have yet to see what is being, what is going to encompass the Obama plan. What scares a lot of us, and small businesses in particular, is the notion that it's going to be, you know, universal health care, you know, socialized medicine. And that's got to be concerned when it comes to, you know, the ration of care, somebody in Washington, some bureaucrat deciding, you know, what treatment you're going to get or not going to get based on your lifestyle or maybe where you live. One of the things that we're looking at in the Small Business Committee in terms of health care and trying to control those costs, at least for small business, and again, this is completely aside from what President Obama is trying to do, is create risk pools or create being able to allow businesses to work together, pool together, and be able to increase their buying power so much more. If you're a business with 10 employees, it's pretty hard to get health care for all of those employees and be able to pay for it. But if you're a business with 10 employees and you group together with, say, 100 more businesses, then that's going to have a big impact on your buying power.
Congressman, real quickly, the president today, you mentioned you think he's focused more on revenue than spending, and that's backwards. He was saying today he's proposing about $17 billion in spending cuts. How big of a difference is that?
Well, when, you know... When spending and when you triple the debt to $10 trillion over, you know, a 10-year period, you know, a billion may sound like a lot of money, or $17 billion, but in terms of how much it's being increased, it's not very much. You know, just in the first 100 days of this presidency, he has increased the deficit, or tripled the deficit, which is something that concerns me. You know, the most the United States has ever borrowed before was $500 billion. And now all of a sudden, you know, in this first 100 days, we're up to, you know, $1.4 trillion worth of spending over and above what is being brought in. And that's something that scares me. It's a spending problem, and that's what's creating the vacuum, and the reason they have to raise taxes to try to cover that. It's just the wrong thing to do in terms of, you know, a bad economy, or when we're facing a bad economy.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Missouri Congressman Sam Graves represents his state's 6th Congressional District, ranking Republican on the House Small Business Committee. This is Dateline Washington.